Somebody on this earth loves you quite like your mother does. So I ask that you pray for her and pray for them. In Psalms 115 in verse 3, it says, "But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased." Now I believe today that God works his own will. I believe today he works his own will among among men and among the inhabitants of heaven. I believe that he can command and it stands fast. I believe that he can speak and it's done. And I've read you that to tell you this, that I learned something this morning by sitting there listening to a TV preacher. And this man said that God didn't know that Adam would sin in the Garden of Eden. If he did, he wouldn't have created him to start with. Now, I believe that if our God is in the heavens, I believe that if he hath done whatsoever he hath pleased, I believe that he knew what was ahead. I'm thankful today that, now I'm not standing here telling you that God created, that he predestinated that to happen, but I believe that he knew it was going to happen. And I believe today that God, in his great mercy, I believe that he knows all things. I believe that he can divide the end from the beginning and everything in between. I take you to the book of Genesis, and we're going to go to the book of Genesis at the time that God created the heaven and the earth, and we're going to go back over here into Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18. And it says, Genesis chapter 2, we'll go back to verse 17. And God gave Adam some instruction in the Garden of Eden. You see, in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 17, he told him, said, everything that's in here, he said, I'm going to give you dominion over it, but I'm going to draw the line. And I believe he said in verse 17, he said, of everything that's here you can eat of, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he said, leave it alone. In verse 17, he says, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Well, now, I don't believe when God made that statement to Adam, it don't sound to me like that he didn't know what Adam was going to do. All right, so he said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of. In the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. Now that's one of those statements, and you've heard the thing said about what part of no do you not understand? I didn't. When her daddy said what he did back down there Wednesday afternoon, and he told them what they wasn't going to do, I didn't have any problem understanding that, Brother Ralph. He just made it pretty plain. We're not going to do that. Well, I believe this text is plain, and I believe that God, in all of his wisdom, I believe that he knew exactly what Adam was going to do, and I believe that in so doing, I believe that though he knew what he was going to do, I believe that he provided his way out, and I believe that he loved him enough that he sent his only begotten son, knowing exactly what he was going to do, and knowing his imperfection, and knowing exactly what was ahead of him, and what he was going to do, and know that he was going to fall. Now notice, he says that thou shalt sure, in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. I want you to understand today that every time, I believe the scripture has got to be rightly divided. And I've had a whole lot of people ask me this question. Had a whole lot of people ask me, how do you people, when you say that God doesn't love everybody, and you go to John chapter 3 and verse 16, and it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." I've had a whole lot of people ask me, how do you make that fit? Well, I don't have to make it fit. It already fits. What I've got to do is rightly divide what's being taught. Now, I believe that same rule applies right here in the book of Genesis. Notice that it says that in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Well, today I believe, and I'm going to tell you that every death in the scripture is not the same death. I believe that every one of us, the scripture says that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I believe today then that every one of us as the Lord's people, every one of us that are created in Jesus Christ, every one of us that are chosen in Him, predestinated in Him, justified in Him, sanctified in Him, and ultimately glorified in Him, I believe that every one of us are going to face death. I believe we're going to. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But notice right here that here's a death that Adam died. Now that's not the death that Sister Whitman just faced. That's not that kind of death, because we know that Adam's still alive. I'm going to tell you something. I can show you in our world today people that are walking around that are dead. That are dead to the things of the Spirit. And I don't believe that all the preaching in the gospel, I don't believe that all the preaching that you and I can do to them and give to them and all the teaching will cause them to have life. It just won't. But I believe that God Himself is the life giver, and I believe that regardless of what we get ourselves into, and Adam got himself into that, I believe that God is there to love us, to redeem us, to justify us, but through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe today, brethren, that the Lord's people that are still chosen in Him always will be chosen in Him, always will be sanctified in Him, always will be justified in Him, always will be glorified in Him. I believe, though, that every one of them can walk in a way that they'll die. And they'll die to the things of the Spirit. But I believe today that every one of us, because of what God has done for us, that we ought to be, whenever we are made alive in Jesus Christ, that every one of us, because that we're made alive in Jesus Christ, that we ought to take every opportunity to glorify Him, to look at Him, and rest in Him. And I wanted to sing that in the rifted rock I'm resting, safely sheltered I abide. And I believe today that every one of us, the Lord's people, we can walk in a way and we can carry ourselves on in a way that we can die to the things of the Spirit. But I believe today that, brethren, that God has the power to revive every one of them. And I believe that He's going to revive every one of them when in their death. I believe that He's coming back after every one of those that are His, and they're going to be revived, and they're going to be caught up together to meet Him in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And thus, just as He's going to do that, then I believe that He can revive us in this life. And I believe He can cause us to have a spirit about us to want to follow Him in precept and example, to live our life in a way that we can have fellowship with Him and have fellowship with each other. We can get to the point where we die to the things of the Spirit. So let us each one, regardless of where, how far away that we might get, let us walk after the things of the Spirit. Let us walk in newness of life. Let us walk today in His life. You go to Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 5, and it says, O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. I believe today that if we walk in His light, I don't believe that we'll ever lose that light. I don't believe that we'll ever lose that fellowship. So because of what God has done for us, let us each and every one glorify Him today in all that we do. May the Lord bless you. Come on.